Wrestling Soup is intended for mature fans. We like to use non-words.
Wrestling Soup, motherfucker!
It'll be like,
what a shocking ending to this week's Impact.
Oh yeah, what happened?
I don't remember. I was stoned.
Joey Numbers.
If you forgive me for my bank fees, I'll forgive you for the gas.
Bus flip.
Anthony Missionary Thomas.
You're the old red tube. What the hell is that?
I got some tits.
Right.
Bonum.
If your baby daddy broke, then your child is a failure.
Can't you lie?
This is Matthew, the talentless folk who makes Vultumania.
Matthew Marley.
Dan Paul Transit.
Wrestling Soup.
Money in the Bank, July 2nd, at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. Matches that we have on the card. Bianca Belair versus Carmella, singles match for the WWE Raw Women's Championship.
This is, I mean, come on, this is a filler match on a filler pay-per-view.
But it's for a championship, Joseph.
Yeah. Well, can I make a weird prediction for this match?
Oh. All
right. I predict that this match will be better than people think it's going to be.
Why?
I don't know. I just got a feeling. I just have a feeling looking at this match where I'm saying to myself, not that I'm going to sit here and go, oh, Carmella's amazing. I just don't think Carmella is as shitty as people have made her out to be. So in there, everyone, oh, she's going to go out there. She's going to stink it up and it's going to be terrible. I think it'll be fine.
Okay.
I think it'll be fine. I'm not doing it. Trust me. I'm not sitting here saying this is going to be, a 5, 4.5 stars. I'm not giving them out like Meltzer did for that pay-per-view on Sunday. It's going to be better than I think people think it's going to be. And I obviously Bianca's going to fucking retain. That just seems pretty obvious. I think that's pretty clear, huh?
Yeah. Bianca will drag the corpse that is Carmella through a good match. She will do her best as an opponent.
But do you think she's better than Liv?
Yeah, Carmella's better than Liv.
Okay.
But Jesus Christ.
I think she'll be okay. I think she'll be okay. I really do.
I don't remember the last time I've watched a Carmella match when, God damn, that girl is good. God no. damn, everybody. We've been sleeping on Carmella. What the Mella is money, guys. Holy shit. I didn't know. It's like she's been around for 15 fucking years and I just woke up.
You know what? This is the problem that a lot of people have now. They're all sitting around expecting these people to be good.
Oh.
I expect the vast majority of wrestlers at this point. I don't even expect to. I hope that they're okay. Because so many of them are so awful.
Well, I mean, if we're just judging this on being okay, then you know what, Joey? You're right. Carmella is just okay. I agree.
Yeah. Instead of fight forever, it's like fight for 5 to 7 minutes.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, that's fine with me. Set 5, 7, 6 minutes in and out. All right. I'll take it.
We got Austin Theory versus Bobby Lashley in a singles match for the WWE United States Championship.
This will be fun. This will be fun.
Yeah.
I think it'll be good.
I like Bobby Lashley. I like Theory. I think Theory really is, doing really well out in the ring. I think he's starting to get comfortable with talking, with being a punk. I think he's got that down pat. Bobby Lashley does fine in the ring. He's still got a great look. He's still got the fucking name. He's been doing well for himself. The only problem is Bobby Lashley isn't the most handsome man on the microphone.
No, but yeah. Bobby Lashley also finding himself at damn near 50 is a little bit rough, I will say.
Well,
I'm like, where the fuck was this Bobby
somebody
Lashley?
Somebody else said that, though, too. But you look at Bobby Lashley and you don't see a 50-year-old man.
No. Well, the alopecia helps for him because it does. Well, no, I'm not saying that as a dick. I'm just saying, like, when you've just been bald and had no hair on your face your entire, it's one thing when you walk around and you see the grays coming in.
Dude, he literally looks like a walking statue. Can we be honest? Bobby Lashley looks like the statue that fucking other people put in, like, medical books. Like, this is the example of what a human being could look like.
Well, you know, I think Austin Theory needs to get a little bit of the sauce that fucking Bobby Lashley's working with. Well, I'll say that much. Because that's it. Is this kid has the potentiality to become a really fucking believable star for them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's just, and trust me, I'm not going to sit here and say this guy's in bad shape or anything.
I genuinely like him. Yeah.
He just needs, he's got to just thicken up, dude. He's got to thicken up.
He also needs a good feud. He needs that spark. You know what I mean? Like, Theory.
I'm so worried it's going to be Seth Rollins.
Jesus, don't do that. Come on now.
I know, but that's their idea of a good feud.
Yeah, but that's their idea of a good feud. I'm talking about a good feud from our standpoint. I want to see him in a good feud. I want to see Austin, or I'm sorry, can't say Austin anymore. I want to see Theory excel.
Now, have I ever addressed the Theory name with you before?
I don't think we had that combo. Not on Frankie Goss. Yeah.
Okay, so the name Theory is his gimmick that he pontificates and presents ideas.
I know, right?
Is that his whole, like, wouldn't it make, his name is Theory. It's like, what is he doing that's theoretical? Is he just going up to people and he's just like, did you ever wonder why?
I thought it was his whole career. I'm not
champion.
whole career was a theory.
I know.
I have a theory that this kid might be good. Eh, that's a good theory.
That's a decent enough theory. Well, no, like, I remember when they got rid of that fucking first half of the name and they were just calling him Theory. I'm like,
yeah.
What does this have to do with who he is? Like, he's just like, I'm a guy with a cell phone.
God damn it. I think Kevin Milwaukee gets the fucking...
That is perfect.
Theory versus Riddle in a hypothesis match.
Theory, Riddle.
God damn.
Oh, my God. I heard that when Triple H gets back in power, he's going to rehire Killer Cross and he's going to name him Pontificate. Pontificate and Riddle and Theory are going to form a team called Phrases in Literature. Yeah. Is that what they named it? Yeah. No, like, that still confuses the shit out of me. Like, I'm like, what? He's like, oh, Theory's in the back. I'm like, what? Did anybody look up what this word meant before we named a human being it? Like, it's like if they named a guy, like, murderer.
Yeah.
And he just was like a dude that looked like fucking, Arn Anderson now. Like, it's just like him walking around and just like, hi, I'm murderer. And you're like, are you sure?
Right. Well, that's the other thing, though, too. WWE was notorious for that back in the day with having, you know, it's the hockey player, the goon. You know, like, it was always the name was the representation of the character that you have. So when WWE kind of switched over away from that for the longest time, and now it feels like they're rubber banding back to it. Why not start bringing out plumbers and fucking baseball players and shit again? You know, it's just
right. But if they brought out a guy and he was a plumber and his name was like Wrench, I'd be like, all right, at least that fucking makes sense. Not like the guy's name's Wrench and he's walking around like everybody else. And he's like, hi, I'm Wrench. Like, what?
Yeah, but no, because you could use Wrench as like wrenching an arm out of a socket.
Ah, see, now if that was his what's Theory's finish? Is it the Socrates slam or something? Like, what is his
finish off? I can't even remember off the top of my head. It actually has his name in it, I'm sure. A town down. Yeah, a town.
The theory of
theory.
Oh, my God. Oh, I like that. The Pythagorean theorem. I forgot about that. Yeah. A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Mm-hmm. You have to go through that right now. I don't.
It's hell.
Yeah.
I wish it on nobody. Math sucks. That sucks. That's my theory.
What the fuck? Sorry, I just found a random pill in my room.
Okay, sorry.
Do
you have a theory on what it is?
I don't know. It's a black pill.
Oh, I
guess I'm getting black pilled.
Very Jesus gross.
Christ. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'll go with theory beats Bobby Lashley on this one.
Yeah, he's going to retain.
Ronda Rousey versus Natalya, singles match for the Women's SmackDown Championship.
Oh, man. God, speaking of, like, you got to just let some people go. I mean, Natalya and Ronda. This is, dude.
There's a tease, though, with the Shayna stuff. I'm thinking they're going to put Shayna and Ronda in a tag team soon. I think that the potential between Natalya and Shayna is going to end soon. And I think Ronda and Shayna might be a thing.
Now, this will ruffle some feathers, but I think this has the potentiality to be a shittier match than Bianca and Carmella. I really think that this match could. Yeah, I think this match could royally suck shit. Like, I understand we all think, like, well, Natty, we don't even have to think. We know Natty is great. We know that Natty will help keep this match together as much as at this point.
And yeah, Natty is beyond capable.
I know.
Like, I mean, as far as four people go, if you're putting Bianca, Carmella, Ronda, Natty in there, as far as wrestling goes, Natty's first. Bianca has a lot of other positives that make her better than Natalya, hands down. But we're talking ring shit? Natty would be my first pick.
Oh, she's also got such a head start. That's where it's a little bit unfair. It's like, well, you know, it's like somebody that's been driving for 3 years versus somebody who's been driving for 20, presumably good.
True. Very true.
Yeah. You know, but at the same exact point, like, what makes this also just is going to suck is no one in this crowd is going to believe for 3 seconds that she can win this match. No one is going to believe that for 10 fucking seconds. At least in, God, I hate to keep showering praise on Carmella.
Yeah.
But at least in the instance of, like, a match with Carmella and Bianca, people might be able to fool themselves that they would be silly enough to give her the belt because they've given her the belt before. Nobody's thinking Natty is beating.
I'm thinking Shayna's going to fuck this up for Natty. I really do. I think that there's going to be some fuckery in this one. I do.
Now, you got to think, would Ronda lose anything if somebody interfered and Natty rolled her up? Not really.
But Natty doesn't need it, though. And this isn't really the time for big end of your career storylines.
Oh, no.
We're in the summer, dude. Right now, wrestling, the only reason, matter of fact, there was something I saw earlier, too, that WWE is excelling in the ratings, and it's really wild because usually during the summers, I think somebody actually wrote, since like 98, every summer has had a decline in the ratings since any other point of the year. Yeah, and WWE, for the first time since 1998, has had an increase in ratings, but that's because of the Vince McMahon shit.
Oh, yeah, it's the negative attention.
Right.
The negative attention. Eric Bischoff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Controversy creates eyes on crappy wrestling.
Putting Natty in a storyline where she's winning the title and, you know, like, I don't know, dude.
Oh, no. See, I don't even think that. I just think to myself, like, if there was whatever happened, somebody, you know, fucked Ronda over to move Ronda on to the next story and Natty gets the quick pin or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to happen, but, you know, it's something that could if they wanted to get wild and crazy, but they have to keep it simple because Ronda's not very good. But yeah, Ronda's winning this pretty obviously. Yeah,
Ronda.
Wrestling Soup will be right back.
They don't give a shit about our money, Mitch.
This is totally up your fucking alley. A public newspaper opened up with questions of, hi, how are you doing? Fine. Why do people hate you so much?
Hope for a savior. Hope that someone or something something will take away the pain.
Dude, they're doing gay gyrations the way my friend said he'll never chant Beefcake for Brutus Beefcake out in Madison Square Garden. It's a real gay connotation to New Day that I just cannot get on board with as a heterosexual.
Well, hope gets pulverized at the hands of reality. And tonight will be no different.
I saw, after the show, there was a hashtag going around. They were showing the guys. Hashtag pray for WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
Because after tonight, all hope will be gone.
You know, wouldn't it be funny if he did say that, like Shane just came out, and like before the match, he's like, all right, dude, just listen. We could kill each other for like 20 minutes, but please remember this. I can just rehire you.
Because there can be only one who stands in this, the Coliseum of the Immortals.
This thing about, oh, we've done everything we've done and things are bland. That's bullshit. Because if you look at the roster today, there are quite a few people that are on the roster now that weren't on there 3 years ago.
Even the kids were booing. I looked at the audience. The children were booing Eva Marie.
Out of nowhere, he turns, and now he's got the big guy tattooed on his fucking ass, on his trunks. A good big guy will always beat a good little guy.
My close friends at the club where I work with will readily admit that they tuned out. I never tuned out, not one time.
Dean Ambrose, you want to meet him backstage? $47.50. Ryback, $1,050. And the one superstar that you can meet backstage, I got the lowest, $900. Fella!
Now bow down and grovel at his feet.
That's it. Damned if you do, damned if you don't, a mania. Mania.
Usos, Jimmy J versus the Street Profits, mania. Dawkins, Ford. Tag team match for the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship.
Ah, for the love of God, let the Usos win this. Please. There's no doubt in my mind they will, but the Street Profits, this thing is just not. It's never worked for me, and it's never going to. They can't. There's nothing that they could do to change my mind about these guys.
Right.
I don't think they're fucking good. And, you know, truthfully, like Ziggler fan saying in the chat, the Usos never lose, but in this instance, they really shouldn't.
Well, it just makes me appreciate the New Day all the more. That's really where I'm at right now.
Look at this. Oh my God. I just saw this picture.
Yeah.
That they posted. And who's it? Who's in the front there holding both of the belts for the Usos? That's Jimmy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy looks like an actual fucking star, dude. Like, Jimmy looks good. And then you look over and you're like, look at the guys in the Street Profits. Holy shit. What's his name? The more athletic one.
Ford.
Ford. He legitimately looks like an advertisement for a dad on TGIF.
He looks like he's the guy that's added to make sure that there's a black guy in the group. That's a really bad advertisement.
That is a terrible, terrible picture of this poor
man. You know what? Wouldn't even be surprised if they just painted that on. That smile and everything else like that. Like, he looks plastic in that picture.
Dude, he looks 50 years old in that picture.
Yeah, it's not good, dude.
It looks like somebody's dad dropped these guys off.
Right.
For wrestling practice. That's really not good.
I'm going to go with the Usos too.
Yeah,
I think that's just a safe. Yeah. I don't think that this is going to be a very shocking pay-per-view, but going to the two main event matches, Lacey Evans versus Alexa Bliss versus Liv Morgan versus Raquel Rodriguez versus Asuka versus Shotzi versus Becky Lynch, Money in the Bank ladder match for a women's championship match contract.
God damn.
I think this will actually be decent. I think you have to have all these women in there and throw in ladders and God knows what else. I think that this might be decent.
Well, Shotzi's a lunatic. You put Shotzi in a match like this, she's gonna do a Sammy Guevara bump.
Yeah, she will.
Except she'll do that once every 2 years instead of once every other match.
Right.
I'm really
curious to see what Lacey's gonna do. She's in an interesting position because I don't think she's been in a Money in the Bank before.
I feel like she was in the tower one. No, Dana Brooke was in the tower one, right?
Yeah, Dana Brooke ain't doing nothing. She's recovering from a car accident.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
I feel like what Lacey Evans and Raquel are gonna play the role of the big girls that power bomb people off ladders.
Mm.
That's what they're gonna play that role. Shotzi's gonna take dumb bumps. Asuka and Becky will keep it together. And then Liv and Alexa will do weird spots where they try to pretend like, look how good this is. See, well, I did a fucking Yoshi tonic. I'm great. Who the fuck's going to win this? I mean, wouldn't you just assume it's Becky?
I think Liv. I think Liv has a real big shot.
Oh, yeah. They've really
got it behind her. Yeah, they want Liv. WWE wants everyone to love Liv.
They want her to live, laugh, love. Well, no, I get it because I'm literally looking at the picture right now and I'm seeing Alexa Bliss, right? And Alexa Bliss is on the side. And 5 years ago, Alexa Bliss would be where Liv was in this picture. You know it. Looking at this.
Alexa Bliss is a weird case because ever since she's come back, she's only at half throttle. Like even her stuff that she was doing with Sonya Deville was 40 seconds in, 40 seconds out. The second match that they had was kind of subpar, you know. Since then, even with her promos with Liv and everything else like that, Bliss just seems to be collecting a paycheck.
Yeah, she's on the way out. she's kind of obviously on the way out. Her makeover, if you will, when she came back, to me just thinks of, I'm going to run this thing out and then eventually be like a host on a show and hold a microphone.
She's going to do the bump for the next 8 years or some shit, you know?
Right. Yeah. Or she'll try to get some job like the Bellas had. Look at so-and-so's dress.
Right.
You know, oh, you used to be a wrestler. Don't beat me up. Ha ha ha. Like,
yeah,
you can just sense it. But no, you're probably right. It probably will be Liv.
I feel it is.
The only way it'll be Becky is if Becky fucks Liv over in the match.
The only reason I'll say that Becky is a good choice. Did you look at that? The design of that splash. Now, if that's a WWE design and not some fan making his own shit, it's interesting to see Becky in the far back and left.
That's
like, hey, don't pay attention to me. Like, even Shotzi is at least in the far right back, but Becky is at the lowest point of the design.
Dude, you know, you want to know when you know that their airbrushing is terrible? When Shotzi, who's purposefully attempting to make herself look a little bit odd, if you will,
the cleaner
looks more normal than the human beings who they're like just trying to like. No, like that's a nice picture of Lacey too, but
yeah. So but look at Becky though, dude. They look Becky's come out wacky, but she doesn't look like that. That literally does look like David fucking Bowie,
right?
All she needs is like lightning bolts under her eyes or some shit.
Yeah, she at this point looks like one of the sand people in the Road Warriors.
And Liv,
she's begging for gasoline.
Looks like Alexa Bliss did 10 years ago.
Ding, ding, ding.
So
there it is. Yep.
And Alexa Bliss looks, her jaw looks a lot. I don't know. But see, that's nitpicking. That's when it comes to design and shit like that. Yeah.
It's plug and play. Liv will take her spot. And
did that for a minute
the machine will keep on fucking along.
Oh, who did you have to win this?
I think you're right. I'm going to have to go
with Liv. Okay.
Yeah.
Seth frickin' Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, Omos, Sami Zayn, Riddle, and to be decided, Money in the Bank ladder match for a world championship match contract. Now,
I think you're better off looking and saying who's.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say. The to be decided, I want to sit there and say that I did give two options to Kev on Wednesday. I said my first option is Happy Corbin because it is in Paradise, Vegas. The Happy Corbin character came from the Vegas casinos, blah, 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 blah. So there's an attachment there. My second choice is Elias because Elias did make that on-screen appearance and you could probably do something and have Elias as a surprise entrant. So those are my two guesses as to who is to be decided, but I don't know if you have another name.
Well, right now they're suffering. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it was either of those two, because in my head I'm going, who's hanging around that they could bring back and elicit a good reaction from? That's not
Gunther. Yeah. You know what? Dr. Kevin brings up Gunther. Gunther's a really good choice.
Oh.
He did just to throw this out here as a caveat, he did an interview, I think earlier yesterday or maybe even the day before, where he openly said he wants to be the face of the company.
Well, I mean, this guy has done, he's done everything he could to try, like, you know what I mean? He's,
that's a big statement though. There's a lot of wrestlers in WWE that don't want to be the face of the company. Yeah. Saying that publicly, that you want to be the you want to be John Cena, you want to be Roman Reigns, that's a hell of a gig. That's like, I don't want to just be manager, I want to be district manager, you know?
Well, he knows that that's the right thing to say. That greases the wheels for the people on the back.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're looking for these guys and girls to say.
Right.
They want you to sit there and go, I will be the biggest thing in the world. Because in their mind, that's them being motivated.
Right.
That's them saying, I'm going to be the biggest star in the world. And it's like, well, you know,
yeah, but Chad, not everybody Gable, has that level you. Of motivation, though, dude. Like, that's a big thing to say. I think that's a big require. That's a statement, man. That's a fucking statement to sit there and say, I don't want to just be a wrestler. I don't want to just be good. I want to be the guy that you make video games after. I want to be the guy that, you know, kids will fucking immediately recognize when they go to school.
You know what though, Mish? If wrestling was in a position where it actually made sense the way that it did in the past on some level, couldn't you see next year there being a big feud where Cody comes back, Cody takes the title, and then Gunther's out there as the evil heel?
Yeah.
Like, couldn't you see that? I mean, you really, like, that's what I think it is with him, is that people could say, oh, well, you know, I can't imagine, I can see a role for him. The problem is that there's no fucking baby faces. It's like when you were just talking about Austin Theory or Theory, they're right. having his big feud. Who's the baby face that's going to help him out? There's no good baby faces. Cody was a good enough.
Cody's a good, great baby face. And since he's still pretty fresh to WWE again, I think that there's a lot of potential to squeeze out of him.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
Bobby Lashley is good too. Mm. I can't knock Bobby. As a baby face, he's good. People want to cheer him. It's just he's got bathed kind of promos. Oh, you know?
He's just got the terrible voice. But also, I mean, for Gunther, for him to eventually become something and really blow up, he's got to have some sort of baby face that he feels like he could physically put in jeopardy.
Oh, I thought of a good one.
Hmm.
Brock Lesnar.
For Gunther?
Yeah. Think about it. Gunther, stoic, angry German versus stoic, angry American.
Now, you see, that all comes down to how's Brock feeling.
Yeah, well,
you know, what does Brock think about
him? I don't know, like, man. You know what? Gunther's put on some good fucking matches, even as Walter and shit like that. Brock's got to appreciate a guy on that level.
Oh, see, that's it. Is, you know, if it was from what I've gathered about Gunther, Walter, whatever, like, I would totally understand why, you know, you could see somebody like Brock respect him.
Yeah.
Especially just what he's done with. By the way, I've wanted to say this too. I'm usually one of the people when they change their names to something fucking that sounds goofy or they change it, I'm usually kind of rolling my eyes about it.
Yeah.
But to me, I'm perfectly fine with this name change because I'm looking at it and I'm going, these aren't the same wrestler anymore.
Yeah. Well, usually a name change comes with nothing but a name change.
Right.
Like Austin Theory, no offense to fucking Theory, love the guy, but Austin Theory and Theory, same fucking guy, no change.
It's the same. It's the same. Yeah.
Gunther fucking underwent life-changing changes.
Right.
He got he lost like 100 pounds. Dude's got an 8-pack. His physical appearance looks different. He even talks differently. He doesn't come out with that Imperium the same way that it was, obviously. You know, like there's a lot of difference between Gunther and Walter, which is what you expect with not just a name change, but a gimmick change.
Right. Right. Well, that's it. He's so different that for them to switch it up, like you said, it doesn't feel weird.
Right.
Like I'm fine with this because to me, and you know, I've seen Walter going back a long ass time ago. I remember when Walter was on like Colt Cabana's old videos when he would go overseas.
Yeah.
And go to like WXW, and he was like a, you know, a doughy faced fucking 20 something year old kid that was training.
Right.
I remember him as that. So to see that version of him and what this is now and what he's become, I got nothing to say about that. That's, in my opinion, it was the right move because it differentiates the two. But
well, who do you have as the to be decided then? You're thinking it's Gunther?
No, I honest to God, I really don't know. I mean, you could be right. It could be Elias because it seems like they're really, really fucking fixated on this really lukewarm storyline, sure, if you will.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be shocked if it was Elias so they could finish that story up. Now, as far as who actually wins the damn thing, I really don't know. I mean, this is, you'd assume it would be Riddle, right? Like, you'd assume because Riddle's the only one that they really...
I don't know. Like Rollins, I said, if I'm sticking with the to be decided, I really think that if it ends up being Elias, I would go with Elias over everybody.
Really?
Yeah. I really think they want to... They've really put a lot into, what is it, Elias and Elliot? Elias and Elaine? Elias and EJ? Jerry.
Yeah.
Elias and Elwood, Elroy. Yeah, let's keep going.
El Camino, El Dandy.
He's a car now? Shit. That's the better personality.
Well, you know what? I think the car is going to win the match because it will just roll over everybody.
Just win.
I'm guessing, depending on who to be determined is, my second guess would be Riddle. But if it is whoever, if they pull a rabbit out of it, if that's fucking Cena, oh my God.
Cena wouldn't make sense.
A surprise.
Because he's been doing shit with Theory, and it would be really weird to just completely sidejack that. I mean, to the point that they even hinted on it Monday. They had their little, you know, standoff. So it's like, I don't know if I want to see Cena interjected into a Money in the Bank match. Too Sweet Me, Bro. I like that idea, though, that Theory goes on and just does double duty.
Oh, that wouldn't be surprising either at this point. No, that wouldn't be shocking. Like, if he gets the spot, like Vince gives him the spot in the match, or whoever gives him the spot in the match, even though he just, you know, he just had a grueling match with Bobby Lashley, blah, blah, blah.
Ed Barry brings up Big E. He's still injured, bud. He's supposed to be out for another few months.
Yeah, he's not.
Yeah, dude, and you're right. I love the idea that Big E coming out of nowhere to win this would be fucking amazing. Oh, Logan Paul?
No.
Wow.
I honest to God, I want Big E to take his time.
Tony, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, like, I really want Big E to take his time. I want this guy to come back as hot as possible on a pay-per-view that fucking matters in front of people that are excited to see him.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. Out of the people that they got picked, Riddle is the one that makes the most sense, but I really am going to lean towards to be decided. I'm going to lean on WWE Caw. Here comes the pain.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're more than likely right. But like I said, depending on who it is, I'll stick with Riddle because fuck it. Yeah. I like to have a wild one in there. If you noticed on these prediction shows, I like to throw one little crazy wrench in there. You know,
we're not a wrestler
named Wrench, obviously. Frank and Gus.